From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. For a while now, TV fans have been using Twitter to watch shows together. As the shows air, they make comments and jokes. Sometimes live programs, cable news, or talk shows show the tweets on screen. Well, now the stars of taped primetime reality shows are getting in on the conversation, and commentator Andrew Wallenstein loves it.
My new favorite show on Friday night is the ABC reality series Shark Tank.
In the tank, the sharks are ready to invest using their own money.
The show features entrepreneurs pitching a new product idea to a group of investors.
Hello, sharks. My name is Maddie Salen, and my product is called Wake and Bacon.
The newest shark on the show is mogul Mark Cuban.
Mark, are you really interested in this?
I like the idea.
You really think cooking bacon bedside is a good idea?
It's a gag gift.
But actually, Cuban didn't like the idea. I know, because I was following him on Twitter. Just as he was saying on TV how much he liked the pitch, he tweeted that he hated it. Getting that kind of inside dope is why more and more these days I find myself watching TV with Twitter on a laptop. Stars like Cuban can watch along with me and send dozens of messages per episode. Often enough, it's jokes or behind-the-scenes insights you just don't get watching the show alone. And the beauty of Twitter is that it's not one-way communication. Take Survivor, where host Jeff Probst questions competitors during the tribal council.
Poverty, is that just a known fact that everyone believes, which is Ozzy has the idol?
Yeah.
Ozzy, does that put a target on your back?
I mean, of course.
On Twitter, Probst is often the one answering questions. It makes you feel like Probst is sitting next to you on the couch while you're watching. But here's another TV star who's always pushing boundaries. Travel Channel's Anthony Bourdain.
I've had less than happy experiences with lizards in general, and iguana in particular. In fact, the last time I had it, I wanted to gargle with bleach and throw myself off a mountain.
He travels all over the world eating the craziest cuisines.
When served, it's usually with the fresh, crunchy cabbage slaw so popular around here. And it hits like a f***ing brick, let me tell you.
But while he gets bleeped on TV, you get the full flavor of Bourdain on Twitter. Which is great if you like your TV chefs a little saltier. Though Bourdain and the others may be live tweeting because they enjoy it, this is about marketing, too. More and more, people aren't watching TV shows when they're first on. They could watch on Hulu, iTunes, or their own DVRs. But the networks want to pull people back to the original air date, because that's where they charge most for commercials. Now, how's that for irony? With a little help from Twitter, good old-fashioned TV can hold its own.
Andrew Wallenstein is television editor at Variety.